peace. Just want to really ask you to look at the World Ministry that's coming up. This is it's slowly coming up. In seasons, so this is something you want to take time to enjoy, and may your heart be greatly encouraged. Beginning today, this Sunday, we're going to have a whole series of poems with the theme, But We See Jesus. But we're going to take up different aspects of the life of Jesus so that we can actually capture the whole idea of what it means to have the life of Jesus first and then manifest it. The challenge is to see whether that life of Jesus is manifested in us. But how do we do this? Well, today's Bible memory verse has everything to do with it. And I want to bring this to your attention. On page 10, if you need help, how can we actually have the Spirit of God in us? How can we have the life of Jesus manifested in us? And this is a challenging thought. Page 10, if you need help. Okay, let's do this. We're reminded of a couple of things. The first part is a reminder. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Let's try that again. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone is not in the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Now, this is an interesting and very, very challenging thought to consider. How can we actually think about having the life of Jesus manifested in us? So that when we take a look at a person's life, we look at a person's way of living, we look at the way the person lives out his life, we ask ourselves, what can we see is his Spirit? You see, at the end of the day, what you see is the person's spirit. Whether it is truly of the flesh, or whether it is indeed the Spirit of God. Because if the person does it in the flesh, it will be very, very obvious. But if the person is living in the Spirit, it will also become extremely clear. And that is a challenge we want to consider very much throughout month of March and April. How can this be done? You know, I think writing poems has begun to help me to appreciate this in a fresh new way. And that is, you cannot write two lines without any spiritual input from the Lord. And the Lord himself. You just couldn't do it. The thoughts won't come. It is just not going to be possible. Okay? And this is a small glimpse. But I'm not speaking only with reference to the ministry of writing poems. I'm looking at the ministry that we have in anything. It's the Spirit of Christ. Here called Spirit of God. Sometimes called the Holy Spirit, really indwelling us. See, how do you know a person is really a Christian? How do you know a person is ready for baptism? How do you know a person is really a believer? You know how to tell? One clear-cut way. You see the Spirit of Christ in that person. You see it in the eyes, you see it in the heart, you see it in the ministry, you see it in life. It is absolutely unmistakable. But if it's not there, no matter what we say, we all end up learning how to say nice words. The reality of it all is that the Spirit of Christ is not there. In the book of Galatians chapter 3, which is our text this morning, Paul addressed a number of issues which I think are very, very important. Okay? It is to help us check the reality of our faith in Christ. How do you know that you really have believed in Christ? How can you be sure that this faith that you say you have is really in the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, how real is that faith? Is it because I can write a good testimony? Is it because I attend church? What is it? And Paul tells us one of the ways in which we can check whether we are really, really in Christ, whether we have come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, is to look at the work of the Spirit. Chapter 3 and verse 2. Did you receive the Spirit? Now this is where we begin. Would you receive the Spirit? This was what Paul addressed when he came to a group of people who behaved like disciples. And so he asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit? And they said, what is that? We've never even heard about the Holy Spirit, let alone receiving the Spirit. What does that mean? And you know, they couldn't understand this. Do you understand? When a person says he truly believes in Jesus, the Spirit of God begins to live inside that person. There, it is unmistakable whether the Lord Jesus is in you or not, because His Spirit will be inside you. Now, we talk about receiving. Now, in verse 3, he said, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? The real work of faith is always the work of seeing the Spirit in the life of the person. And the challenge is to ask, can you see the beginning of the Spirit of God working in you? It's there. It will always be there. For the nature of the Spirit of God is that He will begin this work in you. Having received Him, you will see Him begin that work in you. What is that work? I have been really tracking the poems I write. I write on Gospel of Mark, Gospel of John. I've been writing all over the place, Book of Psalms, all over the place, and I am constantly searching whether this is really of the Spirit or it's not. Because if it is not, I would not have been able to sustain it. But if it is of the Spirit, I would have done over 300 poems since August. You see, having begun, that's the whole challenge. It's beginning and carrying on. Because if we speak about a beginning and that's it, then we don't understand the work of the Spirit of God. You see, a person can have a taste of the Spirit of God and yet the work has yet to be seen. Now take a look at it further. Verse 3. Having begun, are you now made perfect by the flesh? What does that mean? You see, there is a work that the Lord wants to do in our life. It is a work called perfecting. It's a work that really talks about maturing that work. You receive, you begin. You've got to look for the next part of it, which is called perfecting. Because if there is not the perfecting of the work of the Spirit of God, that work has essentially stopped. Think of a building, and all the works have stopped. It's not completed. That's as bad as it looks. And a building that is incomplete is useless to anything, to anybody. But when God begins a work in your heart, in your life, He will perfect it. And it is in the perfecting of it. It is in the developing of that life that you see the Spirit of Christ, you see the life of Jesus in you, through you, in real life. That is how we see the life of Jesus manifested. So if we start and we do not continue, then it's like a building incomplete. It's nothing there. No matter how much you may imagine that it is well done, it is not. And we want to ask ourselves, what is that work? Maybe you have received the Spirit of God. Maybe you've even begun, you see the work beginning. But is the Spirit of God perfecting that work in you? Do you continue to see the Spirit of God working in you? No? Then that work might well have stopped. Is it possible? Very much. Then we cannot see the manifesting of the life of Jesus at all. How do we want to press on with this? Now let's go on further. Verse 5. Therefore, He who supplies the Spirit to you. So there is a reception part. There is the beginning work part. There is the perfecting work part. And there is the He who supplies the Spirit of God to you and works miracles among you. You want to see the work of the Spirit in your life? There will be a constant supply of His power. Not only will you see a constant supply of the Spirit, you will see something else. He will work in your life. The works, He works miracles in this particular case, but as we understand it in Galatians later on, chapter 5, it is in the fruit of the Spirit. 9 fruits you will see there. And every fruit becomes special and precious. Then you know this is the work of the Spirit of God. This is His creation. This is His beginning. This is His blessing. This is His perfecting. This is His nurturing. And He will raise it up into a beautiful fruit that displays His work. And that's what we want to see. That's what this camp is all about. We want to see a perfecting further of the work of grace God has done in our hearts. There will be that love, there will be that joy, there will be a peace, there will be a long-suffering, and all the other things that will be there. And they will become very, very obviously the work of the Spirit of God. But if none of those things are there, then the chances are the Spirit of God has stopped working in your heart, in your life. And so you become an incomplete work. And that is useless. We end up being put on the shelf and unable to be used by the Spirit of God further. Is it possible? Yes. And we're praying very much that this camp will be something special for us. For all of us who are going there. We're going there with this whole idea of wanting to study about the grace of God. Do you know what the grace of God really represents? It is a beautiful piece of work that God is going to do in our life. You see a person like Paul, miserable Christian that he was later on becoming. You see a transforming work from a person who was a sinner into a saint. That is the grace of God. And that's our Christian life. Every single year, between last year to this year, we should have grown further. This year to next year, we grow even further. until we see, when we look at the life of the person, we cannot but see the Spirit of Christ in that person. We see Christ in that person. And if Christ is not in that person, the work of the Spirit has stopped. And I suggest to you that that is a very sad state. That is a sad spiritual state. And we must get out of it. And I invite us all to seriously consider making this our prayer, to ask the Lord to truly fill us with His power. Okay, let's think about this. Let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that You would help us very much to consider, reconsider what it means to truly call ourselves Christians. Seeing it from the perspective of the Spirit of God in us, beginning a work, perfecting it, supplying further, working within us, until we see the reality of Christ formed in us. Father, we ask You to bless this offering that we give now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give a love gift. Ask the Lord to bless us. Would You let the Father give to you the Spirit? Would you receive Him? Would you let Him begin His work in you? Would you let Him fill you now? And now may this great God, whom we call our Father, begin a new work within our hearts. A work that will see us changed, transformed. May the life of the Lord Jesus, that precious, powerful life that was His, be manifested in our body through His grace. And may the Spirit of God truly begin a work of cleansing, of perfecting, of supplying, of transforming our life till we see the life of Jesus manifested in our mortal flesh, to the glory of the Lord Jesus, now and forever. Amen.